T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Live from Bankers Life Fieldhouse in Indianapolis, Indiana, it's the NBA with the Indiana Pacers playing host to your Miami Heat.
Here comes Butler. Warren spinning him around, and Butler not happy with that. Had to be restrained by Leroy Richards. And Jimmy, do not take yourself out of that New York weekend.
I think it's tough for him because I can guard him and he can't guard me. Like, at the end of the day, that's what it comes down to.
And Jimmy Butler with all the smiles because the Heat have a 23-point lead, and that's on Butler.
Now Butler commits an obvious, foolish, immature, imbecilic offensive foul, and now Warren behaves like a teenager.
And Warren has been thrown out of the ballgame because he was clapping at Jimmy Butler.
And he did. He blew him a kiss. He totally blew him a kiss. No disagreement there.
I think you just got to watch your mouth in certain situations. There's some that you just don't say as a man.
Oh, don't read lips, Heat Nation. Do not read lips.
He got to see me the next time, because I feel like what he said was truly disrespectful. And it's all good, because we see him again.
Jimmy really facilitates this kind of attitude, and permeates throughout the team, and guys are enjoying each other's success.
Oh, my.
What's going to happen?
I don't know if you saw that on TV or not, but T.J. Warren, that is a no-no, my friend.
He's not even in my league, like, nowhere near me. And if I was their coach, I would never put him on me ever again. He's like, no, put somebody else on me, because I'm a tad every time we play.
And he did. He blew him a kiss. He totally blew him a kiss. No disagreement there.
I ain't scared of nobody. So, you know, he's talking about, oh, we're going to fight this, that. It is what it is to me.
Oh, my.
He can't do nothing with me. He can't do nothing. Like, when I say that he's trash, like, I mean that.
And he did. He blew him a kiss. He totally blew him a kiss. No disagreement there.
Such an awesome job you did on that recap montage of last night's Heat game, except with that awful culture thing you made at the end. It needs subtitles, but you can't have subtitles on the radio. So that's Dan Day saying it?
That's Dan Day saying it, and he did an excellent job at saying it. I think I failed miserably at producing it.
There's just too much echo on it, I think. I don't know. It depends. Hey, text in 67974. When you hear it, can you understand? See, now I'm telling you that it's culture, though. You might hear it. Yeah. Crowder and I spent the first 3 minutes at the top of the 2 o'clock hour going, what is that? Play it one more time.
Yeah, to us, it was Laurel and Yanny, whatever that thing was. Remember Laurel and Yanny?
I saw a blue dress when you played that. I didn't know what was happening there.
You know how it's a Canes thing you just wouldn't understand?
That's
you
a bad production thing I wouldn't understand?
No, it's a culture thing you wouldn't understand. Neither of you have Heat culture flowing through your veins.
Blake, because you've done unbelievable work lately. He really has. Like, we had Fade Fig yesterday, and everyone loved the segment. And we did Who's Playing Hard. Everyone loves the open. The montage you did for Tua Tagovailoa. I mean, you've really been on fire. But there's two things that you've done that I can think of specifically. That culture thing is garbage. And the banger one that you made at the beginning of the show suffers from the same ailment that culture does.
Banger. Yeah.
You think that sounds like banger?
No, that definitely. Everybody knows it sounds like banger.
It doesn't sound muddy to everyone there.
It is muddy.
And not a banger. Do we ever play not a banger?
Not a banger.
Oh.
That's Ira Winderman, right?
Ira.
Oh.
Not a banger.
All right, let me do the code word here before we before we move on. You're like your bat, like you have an amazing batting average, but man, when you strike out, you strike out. You did not make contact on culture. The montage is great, like really good. The he blew him a kiss, the perfect way to end it, like really good, and then just that culture, just like. I don't know what happened there.
You know what? Because I have an 8-year-old, and if he has 20 questions, he gets the first 18 right, and then the last two.
Just kind of mails it in.
He just gets through them real fast. Is that what's going on? Like, you spent a lot of time on the montage, which is amazing, and then you had to make the culture.
It's going to grow on you, trust me.
It's it's growing on me because it's so horrific. I don't mind hearing it, but it's like – it's like, who's that girl that sang that song, Friday? It's Friday.
Rebecca Black?
Yeah, you're Rebecca Black at times.
I'll take that.
All right, here's your code word. Time for the Hockman and Crowder Football Frenzy $1,000 cash giveaway. $1,000 up for grabs here, a nationwide contest. This hour's word is home. Home, H-O-M-E. Home is where the heart is. Text the word home right now to 72881. 72881. If you text the correct word, you could win $1,000. Text the word home right now to 72881, and your next chance to win will be the top of the next hour, so about 4:05. Message and data rates may apply. Do not text and drive. It's a national contest. Let's get headlines here with Solana, because Mark Richt is scheduled to join us around 3:15, and I want to make sure that we're not running long because I know he's got a busy schedule. So what are the headlines, Solana?
We do have some important news for a lot of Canes fans out there. Barry Jackson tweeted earlier that the door is closed for the U to hire Alonzo Highsmith.
Yeah, we'll ask Mark Richt how he would have felt, I guess, if they had suggested that to him.
Yeah,
bringing in a football czar while you're the head coach, and what he thinks Alonzo Highsmith would have brought to the program, I don't know. But yeah, that is big news. So the Alonzo Highsmith dream is over.
The Miami Heat did improve to 27-10 with the 122-108 victory over the Indiana Pacers.
If I told you before the season started, through 37 games, where are they going to be in the East? What's their record going to be? Is there a single person that would have said 27-10 and second in the East?
500.
That's exactly what, like, teetering on 500. Yep. And, you know, 7th or 8th, 9th in the East. I mean,
we talked about it all summer.
It's remarkable to me what they're doing. And you know what it's all attributable to?
The Heat are now second in the Eastern Conference. Third overall record in the NBA.
Who are you talking about? I didn't hear.
They're in Brooklyn tomorrow night.
Who's in Brooklyn?
They're in Brooklyn tomorrow night, 7:30 p.m. from the Barclays Center.
All right. What else you got?
The Panthers host the Canucks tonight, 7 p.m. from the BB&T Center, $5 beer night.
Yeah, we really need to see some victories. The Panthers have 3 home games left on this 4-game homestand. Then they go on the road for 6 games.
Yeah.
They need 6 points out of these 3 games. I mean, we'll ask Doug Plagans today. 5 points? Like you can't be losing games like you did on Tuesday. So these are going to get important for the Panthers.
And who's in goal? I'm
imagining it's going
to
be Bobrovsky tonight. We'll ask Doug Plagans, because remember, Goldie said to us on Tuesday, Dreger's going to start Tuesday, which he did, and they'll ride him as long as he wins. He gave up 7 goals. One of them was an empty netter, but he gave up five goals.
Yeah.
So I don't think you're going to see Dreger again tonight. So I think it's time for Bobrovsky to show a little bit of that culture.
Bobrovsky.
You make a Bobrovsky sound? Sometimes.
Bob.
Anything else, Solana?
Just use that right there. That was
perfect. Use that. Put some zaps and zings behind it. Here you go.
Bob.
So nasty.
And finally, the cheese you get on a Domino's, Pizza Hut, and Racist Pizza is all made by the same company, Leprino Foods, who controls 85% of the pizza cheese market.
Really uninteresting. That was uninteresting.
They get their cheese from the same place?
Like that was wildly uninteresting.
Yeah. Is it though? Because different companies.
No, uninteresting. I don't want to go further into this. It was uninteresting.
Well, one of the companies thing is better ingredients. But they can't have better ingredients because it's the same as the other ingredients.
Boom.
I'm not certain that he's
I'm
even
with you,
right.
Solana.
And the thing, too, is you. I can say I get my steak at Publix.
Yeah.
You could say I also get my steak at Publix. You might be buying cube steak, and I might be buying filet. So I think that whole thing is faulty. It's not like the cheese place sells one cheese. This is what we offer. Cheese. Who wants to buy some? Like, there's gradations. Like that.
I got you.
It's a.
You have a rebuttal? Because that was pretty good. Oh, you got him. I need something
I
back.
I guarantee you. So maybe they shop at the same place, but there's different gradations of cheese.
All I'm saying is
owned you. All right, you have weather.
What you got, bro? Just come on with it.
You have weather.
Yeah, weather is brought to you by Hialeah Park. Right now, 76 degrees currently in South Florida. It is mostly cloudy. Tonight, the low will drop just 3 degrees here in South Florida. Humidity is at 60%, and that dew point, 62 degrees Fahrenheit. For the best poker promotions in South Florida, visit Hialeah Park Poker Room.
Dew point.
Come win your share of $350,000 in monthly high-end giveaways. It's more than $10,000 a day in high hands. Why play anywhere else? Visit HialeahPark.com.
It is more fun to say details. Anything that way. It really gives it emphasis.
Dew point.
What you started, Salama.
That's great. All right, Mark Richt is going to join us next. We'll talk with Mark Richt from the ACC Network. Clemson, obviously, in the national championship game. ACC Network is going to have a lot of coverage on that. Here's a little New Year's resolution for you. Spend more time at the Cheetah. Got to make Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs your free lunch hotspot. Why would you pay for lunch with an unpleasant view? You can enjoy a gourmet lunch menu for free every day, 11:30 till 3. They've got happy hour until 6. This is not your typical free lunch, by the way. This is a real kitchen with real chefs. You order off a menu. You can get sliders and burgers, wings, salad, sandwiches. They do daily specials, barbecue ribs, pasta carbonara, seafood pastas, and more. Got to check it out. See for yourself. Now, I told you, I'm watching football all weekend long. If you're thinking about the pro football playoff action this weekend, you watch it at the Cheetah Clubs. And I told you, we're going to talk a little college football national championship next. On Monday, Clemson and LSU, you watch it at the Cheetah. Enjoy a dollar off Corona and Modelo specials, $100 bottle specials. So it's any Cheetah Gentlemen's Club, Palm Beach, Pompano Beach, or Hallandale Beach. That is the perfect spot Monday night for a little national championship football action. And again, if you want to watch the pro football playoffs Saturday and Sunday, you watch it at any Cheetah Club. You can get more info on their website, which is CheetahSOFL.com. Mark Richt, he is going to join us next on
Hartman Carter.
All right, I see Mark Richt is on the line. We will head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline, shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Mark Richt, former head coach here at the University of Miami. He's an analyst now for the ACC Network. Monday, of course, national championship game, Clemson and LSU. The Huddle, which is the ACC Network's signature football show, will have multiple sets in New Orleans at the College Football National Championship Media Day. They'll be at Jack's Brewery, and they'll be on the field at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome for its pre- and post-game coverage Saturday through post-game on Monday. Coach Richt, obviously, will be there as well, and he's joining us right now. Hello, Coach.
How's it going today?
Well, we need to ask you. We talked about this at the beginning of the show. We haven't spoken with you. Crowder and I, obviously, very concerned when we saw you had a heart attack at the end of last year, and we haven't spoken to you since then. So how are you feeling?
Well, I feel great. It was actually October 21st. And quite frankly, if I wasn't a mile away from the hospital, I probably wouldn't have made it. But by the grace of God, I got there. They took care of me quickly, and all of a sudden, I had, well, first of all, I had two arteries at 100% blocked. They got them both free flowing now, so my heart's so happy, I don't know what to do. I'm doing great, actually. I'm exercising, and there's really no limitations they put on me other than just being old. But I'm enjoying life. I spent a lot of time at the beach here at Destin, Florida, where we live now. And life is good right now.
You you had told us on this show, and you had said it on the ACC Network, that you had this love of cheese balls since you retired from coaching, and people were sending you cheese balls. Are you no longer eating the sacred cheese balls?
No, I'm not. I've lost 45 pounds. I started a diet 3 days prior to my heart attack, believe it or not, and but I continued on with it, and it's amazing, guys, what happens if you actually follow the rules, you know, and don't cheat on the thing. But, I mean, I was at 251, believe it or not, and I'm down to about 205 pounds today. So I feel great. Been exercising with my wife every day, and we're doing well health-wise. Thank you.
I was going to ask, Coach, did the wife tell you just to hang it all up and chill? Because you went back to work, like, what, a week and a half later?
Yeah, he wanted back in.
Yeah, well, what happened was some people from ESPN came to visit us here in Destin, and we were having a discussion about everything, and I think I had to go to the restroom or something. I left the room for like a couple minutes, and when I came back, they all decided that I wasn't going to work for a couple of weeks, so she got her two cents in there when I wasn't around. So, but it was a smart thing for sure, and they're babying me a little bit, quite frankly, which they really don't have to now. I feel great.
Mark Richt, that's really good to hear. Former head coach, University of Miami, recruited Crowder when we were at Georgia. Did he recruit you?
Yep.
Recruited you at.
I didn't recruit him good enough, but anyway.
Well, trust me, would have been more headaches, coach, than you needed.
You brought in Charlie Strong, you got me.
Oh,
those arteries would have clogged up sooner.
Oh, but the Athens police the Athens police would have loved me more, Coach, so you good.
So let's talk a little football. And again, The Huddle, which is the ACC Network signature football show, they're going to be all over the CFP National Championship Media Day, and then after the game on Monday, and obviously ACC Network will have extensive Clemson coverage, I would imagine. Let me just ask real quick, because I do want to talk about University of Miami and whatnot, but let me ask you real quick, your prediction on Monday is what? I mean, LSU-Clemson's a good game,
right?
Although LSU's so damn good.
Yeah, they are, and I have decided that I'm going to wait till I'm on the air to make my pick. But, you know, both offenses are so similar. This year's first pick of the draft, in my opinion, next year's first pick of the draft in Trevor and Burrow. And I think that they both got these tall freakazoid receivers. Their backs are dynamic, route runners, ball catchers, runners in general, pass protectors. You know, Clemson doesn't have quite the tight end presence like LSU has with Thaddeus Moss, but they're a lot alike on offense. And on defense, LSU is going to do what they do, and that's lock down man-to-man coverage to try to just choke the life out of you. That'll be how the referees, how many pass interferences they call. But Clemson, I think, is going to show more intricate blitzes. I think they'll play a lot more zone coverage, still mix in the man, but I think they'll play a little bit more zone.
Coach, and you praise both of them. Joe Burrow, I believe, is going to go number one to Cincinnati. And Trevor Lawrence, if he comes out, he's going number one too. They're very talented. But I got to ask you, which one is better? Who's the best quarterback in the game Monday?
Well, I think, well, you say in the game Monday. This season, obviously, it was Joe. I mean, Joe's he's been through a lot in his career, and he got himself up with a great coordinator, great skill guys around him. and even the offensive line that could get it done. And he's just been unconscious all season long. I mean, 55 touchdown passes is phenomenal. 7 in the first half of the last game he played in against Oklahoma. That was crazy. I mean, you can't play better than he's played. Although Trevor is undefeated as a college coach, a college quarterback, and he's never thrown a pick in the offseason. I mean, in the postseason. So, in the offseason either, when you talk about that. But those don't count. But anyway, it's just going to be exciting to watch those guys because they're both so darn good.
Mark Richt is with us, former Hurricanes head coach, now with the ACC Network. Let me ask one more question about college football quarterbacks. Tua Tagovailoa, we know that he's going to enter the NFL draft. The Miami Dolphins have the 5th pick. If he's available at 5, or even if you had to trade up higher to get him, because the Dolphins have the draft stock to do so, in your mind, is he worth a top 5 pick?
I think you almost can't afford not to take him. It's a chance at a guy that could be a franchise quarterback for you. You can only expect that with modern medicine today, he'll come back and be healthy again and be able to do those things. If there was no health issue, it'd be a no-brainer for sure. I don't understand enough about the injury, but there's certainly been history on that thing. And if there's enough successful rehabs off of that, I'd take him in a heartbeat.
And, Coach, with Tua, minus the injury, one of the other knocks is height. And we know about Russell. We know about Drew. But are you a guy – you're a quarterback. You know, you're an offensive guy, quarterback.
Right.
Do you have height restrictions or height rules about quarterbacks you used to recruit or when you're looking at a quarterback evaluating him?
No. I mean, probably the greatest quarterback I had was Charlie Ward. He was about 5'11", if that. Quarterbacks throw through passing lanes. They don't throw over – 6'5" guys with their arms outstretched. I mean, every quarterback in the world will get his ball batted down if you try to throw it directly over a guy like that. So, you know, as you know, there's rushers that come outside. There's a couple rushers inside, but there's passing lanes. There's vision for a quarterback, no matter how tall he is, to throw between those defenders. So I don't see it as an issue.
Mark Richt is with us. Let's talk a little bit about the University of Miami here. Your successor, Manny Diaz, had some ups and downs in the first season. More people are concerned with the downs than the ups. Have you – I don't know your relationship with Manny. Have you reached out to him or spoken with him since the season ended or after the FIU game?
Yeah, we're friends and we've talked, and I've got a lot of faith in Manny. He's a very smart guy. Obviously, it was his first time as a head coach, so there's a learning curve there, no doubt about that. And I'll say this, too, about the leadership at Miami. I'm a huge Blake James fan. You know, I've coached under a lot of ADs over my time, and Vince Dooley was unbelievable. Guy to work with and work for. He was the one that hired me initially at Georgia. But him and Blake are by far the top two. And the things that he's done for that university has been tremendous, in my opinion. And, I mean, Miami's a tough job as AD, as a head coach. I mean, I think you all know that. It may be different than most places in America. And I don't know if you can get a better guy than him. And I think Manny's going to get the ship right. And it's going to start, obviously, with the quarterback position. And when that thing finally settles down, things will change in a hurry. Because let's face it, they were 6-4. They had 2 games to go. Certainly could have beat FIU, could have beat Duke, could have won that last game. I mean, it easily could have been 9, but it wasn't. I understand that. And you had Georgia Tech in there. You know, there's 10 wins you could have got that. You know, in my first year, we're 8-4, and we lost every close game. And then the next year, you know, we won like 10, 11 in a row, but we won every close game. So, Miami's not as far off as everybody would like to think.
I like what you said about Miami and the football program. It's unlike a lot of places, the pressure and whatnot, because that's a fancier way of saying it's a Canes thing and you wouldn't understand, which my radio partner here, he really can't understand.
I don't get it.
Crowder just, he refuses to understand the uniqueness of the University of Miami football program. Can you give him a little tutorial? He may listen to you, not me.
Well, I've been at Georgia and I've been at Miami. You know, I've coached in the SEC and obviously in the ACC. And Miami is different than any place, I think, in America. Just you've got, it's very rare to have a very small school like Miami as far as the number of students. So it's hard to get that alumni base to love your team and be there through thick and thin like you do at these bigger universities. Miami's, most of their fans come from the city of Miami. And, you know, they're more of a pro crowd kind of bunch. And it's just a different deal. There's some places where it's going to be sold out no matter what. Win, lose, draw, it doesn't make it flip. Now, you're still going to catch junk when you don't win. But you know, there's a lot of things that got to be managed that just you don't have to deal with at a school like Georgia or Florida.
And, Coach, what happened with UM this year, and like you're talking about, with the fan base and alumni, there was a lot of anger out there. And this whole thing came about a czar of football operations, and they were talking about Alonzo Highsmith. He actually came out today. Was it Barry Jackson?
Barry Jackson and the Herald.
And the Herald came out and said that Alonzo Highsmith said his name is off the table at UM. But do you believe a university needs a czar of football operations, you know, at this time with all that football is? Does a university need that, a overall football mind that's even higher than the head coach?
I think that if Manny Diaz wanted to have someone who could be his confidant and help him through certain decisions, if it was his idea, yeah, I think it's a good idea. But if not, if it's not his idea, I don't believe in that. But I will say this, man, I got a run. I got a bunch of people trying to get me. I've got like 11 of these in a row.
I had a feeling you had a lot of media availabilities. Coach, we're glad you're feeling great, and we appreciate the time.
All right, guys. God bless.
There you go. Mark Richt, former head coach of the Miami Hurricanes. I'll remind you again, The Huddle, which is the ACC Network's signature football show, will have multiple sets in New Orleans. They'll be at Media Day, they'll be at Jack's Brewery, and they'll be on the field at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome for the pre- and post-game coverage Saturday through post-game on Monday. And Coach Richt will be there, of course. You understood what he was trying to say there to you, which is essentially it's a Canes thing and you don't understand.
Did you hear what he said?
He
said you have a small alumni base.
Right.
And all your fans come from inside the city.
Uh-huh.
And you get criticized more when you lose.
Right.
What the hell does that have to do with winning on the field?
It's a Canes thing. You wouldn't understand. He just explained it to you, but that's why.
I don't understand. The fan base has. How many fans made a tackle last year for the University of Florida?
That's exactly why you couldn't understand what he was telling you and why you couldn't understand what I was telling you 2 o'clock.
How many people go to UM? 11,000. I understand it's a very small school.
I don't think you understand.
It's tiny. It's 11,000. Florida has 60.
I don't think you understand, though.
Numbers. Analytics, numbers. I understand numbers, Hawk. I know numbers.
I want to make this clear, though. It's not your fault that you don't understand. Come here. Give me your hand.
I don't want to touch
you. Give me your hand.
I don't know where that hand's been.
Come here.
And
give
your
me
hands
your hand.
Are clammy give and your, soft.
No, my hands are soft. They're not clammy.
But they're mushy.
Ooh, your hands are clammy.
I know. I like what? To kind of want to clam
you
up
got
to
sweat.
You.
You got sweat. Sweaty with Mark Richt on the line. Listen. It's not your fault that you don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Canes thing. You can't understand.
Y'all have problems.
I've tried to explain it.
Y'all,
Michael Irvin's tried to explain it. Mark Richt tried. You're blaming.
It's called psychological issues.
You're blaming yourself. It's not your fault. I want you to know what happened to you is not your fault.
I'm not fooling with you. About that.
That was a big endorsement Mark Richt gave to Blake James.
Yes.
And if you remember, Blake James was on with us last week. And he gave a huge endorsement to the 3 years that Mark Richt, they are obviously very fond of each other. I know Hurricanes fans probably didn't like it when Blake James said that about Mark Richt and probably don't like it when Mark Richt says that about Blake James. But that was eye-opening for me because that was unsolicited, right? We did was ask him about the state of the program, have you talked with Manny Diaz, and he gave you a very unsolicited but huge endorsement of Blake James, so you know what he thinks.
And it's not Blake's fault. I think we've made that perfectly clear. We both feel that way.
I feel that way. I know you do as well.
Identify problems and try to fix them. Like, I'm a UF guy. McIlwain was not a fix to a problem. Then we brought in Muschamp. He was the wrong guy. I didn't want to fire Jeremy Foley, who's the AD, people don't know, at Florida. When he hired those guys, he messed up. And then he went and got Dan Mullen. Like, that's what happens. I don't know why people – you know what? That Canes thing I don't understand. I don't understand how y'all get so mad at people about one mistake here or one misstep there. It is the it's the style of what goes on in college football, high school football, NFL. The Patriots were trash before they drafted Tom Brady. Like, it's what happens.
I mean,
I don't understand.
You know why you don't understand it?
I don't know, because it's a Canes thing.
It's a Canes thing.
You
can't understand.
A damn bird.
It's not your fault.
Damn bird flying around.
I want you to stop blaming yourself.
You ever seen an ibis? They're weak and scary. They eat worms.
Are you lashing out because you don't understand? It's okay. That's what I'm telling you. It's okay. Somebody texts him, play Hockman or Turkey with Coach. If he had three more minutes.
I know what the Canes thing is. Hanging up on radio hosts. Mark Rick, Jim Larrañaga.
Yeah.
That's what I don't understand. Yeah, that damn busy.
All right. We got a lot of stuff to get to still. Is there anything that you do understand?
That Lou Backrow Coconut Creek Chevrolet is the baddest dealership out there, and Eric Nunez, the GM, he will watch out for you. Go see Eric Nunez. If you're in the market for a new or pre-owned car, check out this amazing dealership with an award-winning line of cars, trucks, and SUVs, and you always pay less at Lou Backrow. Everybody knows that. Thousands less than any other dealer in the nation. That's why other dealers bring their loved ones to Eric Nunez, because they can't hook themselves up like Eric can hook you up. And Lou Backrow is your Silverado headquarters. I love pickup trucks. You know I'm an outdoors guy. These 2020 Silverados are something else. Find new roads, but don't overpay. They have those new cars down there. But if you're in the market for a pre-owned car, Lou Backrow got you too. Number one volume pre-owned domestic franchise in the Southeast United States. 500 pre-owned vehicles in stock right now, and they're waiting for you to come test drive. Come take a nap inside. Come see Eric. Come see the sales staff, and come get you one. That award-winning team Eric has down there, sales department, service department, and the immaculate showroom, you got to check it out. Conveniently located on 441 just south of the Sawgrass Expressway and online at CoconutCreekChevrolet.com. Lou Backrow, Coconut Creek Chevrolet, find new roads.
All right, it's a Canes thing. You wouldn't understand, but maybe you can understand this. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
We got to let the girls know what they got to do for us.
It's my group EPMD that you disrespected on the air one time. I will not allow it.
I like the intro to this song.
EPMD is a banger.
Oh, what the heck? Let's get married.
He said, what the heck? Yeah, never mind. Cut it off, Philana.
You know, I'm on this text thread. This is apropos of nothing, but I'm on this text thread with Chuck, Dr. Chuck Metzger, Ozzy, you know, Jim DeJoseph, some of my friends. So Dr. Chuck says that he's going to Orlando this weekend, going to Epcot probably, and Ozzy says he's going to Epcot at the end of the month. Now, you guys know how I feel about Epcot. It's been a long-running opinion on the show. In fact, one that you share with me, which I find it to be. So, I texted, we're also doing something similar to Epcot this weekend. We're going to go get some quesadillas at Tijuana Flats, which to me, that's a day at Epcot. And so Ozzy had a great response. He said, actually, eat your meal on a tray balanced on top of a garbage can, and you're pretty much three quarters of the way there. Now, Epcot is, I mean, funded by Ozzy Rodriguez and his family. They go there more than anyone I know. But I really do not understand this love affair with Epcot. Now, why did I bring it up a couple days ago? Because something happened on Twitter. Oh, I saw something on Twitter where it said, this company will pay you $4,000 to review all the Orlando theme parks. So I retweeted it and I wrote, you could save your money. I'll let you know. Epcot stinks. That's all you need. All the theme parks in Orlando are great, including all the Disney parks, except for Epcot. It's a terrible waste of time. But I really do believe that it is akin to going to University Drive in Davie, where Twin Peaks is, and going, hey, let's stop at Twin Peaks. We're going to get a beer there. and then let's go next door to, was it the Ale House next door?
Yeah.
Go next door. We'll go to the Ale House and
Then you go to, you can go to Chipotle.
Then we'll go to Chipotle.
Get a burrito.
And we'll have a burrito and Mexican beer. A Corona.
Yes.
And then we'll go down down further the street.
Shinju,
and you'll have a Sapporo.
Yes.
And I'm telling
We're rolling.
Whatever you do at Epcot, you can do on University Drive. There's no cover charge.
Mm-hmm.
You can go from place to place in your car, by the way. And at Epcot, the longest walk on the sidewalk, it's actually like where they go on a map, you know, like this area is not to real size. Epcot, the walk from Mexico to China is the actual walk. And you're doing it in the dead heat of South Florida or Central Florida. Northern Southern Florida, as Solana would say. I do not understand this love affair with Epcot. And then you, first of all, you've paid $200 to get in. To get in to go get the quesadilla at Tijuana Flats.
It's like them charging you getting off $5.95.
And not just charging you like 40 cents on the toll. $200. Huh? Yeah, I want to take a left here. I want to take a left. I want to go north on University.
Two adults, two kids.
It'd be a $750. Huh? But I'm going to stop there. I'm going to get a quesadilla and a Corona, and then I'm going to go to the Japanese place. I'm going to get a Sapporo and some crab rangoon, and then I'm going to go to Twin Peaks. And I'm going to get a good old-fashioned American beer and some wings.
Yeah.
Yes, and you will enjoy it. Turn the air off in your car because we want it to be blazing hot, and give us $750. And guess what? Now you're at Epcot. And I do
Ozzie
not get it.
He
loves taking his kids there.
He drags his girls to Epcot?
He thinks they like it. No kid likes Epcot.
No.
I loved Epcot as a kid.
No,
you just wouldn't understand. You just wouldn't understand.
It's an Epcot thing.
Oh, here we go.
It's an annual pass holder thing. You just wouldn't understand.
You know what it is, Epcot? It's culture.
I don't get it.
Man, I do not understand Epcot. I really don't. You know what starts in, like, is it a month? We could ask Pizzola, by the way, at 5 o'clock. He'll probably laugh at us.
Oh, XFL. Yes.
Because I guess right after the Super Bowl?
Yep.
So I was reading this story in the Washington Post about the XFL. Because remember the AAF, we were gambling on it, and we were trying to become the world's foremost experts in the Alliance of American Football. Didn't work out well for anyone involved.
Mm-mm.
But the XFL, so I was reading in the Washington Post, so they've got some rule changes. One of them, I think, is so fantastic. Going down to through the article here. Overtime. Have you seen the overtime rule?
I did.
Do you know what the overtime rule is, Solana?
Nah, I didn't see it.
It's like a shootout in hockey.
Yeah.
Each side gets a single play possession from the opposing 5-yard line. They get a single play possession, and there's 5 rounds of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, goes to overtime. One team, get the ball at the 5, try to score. If you score, you've got 1. Now the next team. I wonder how it's going to work for gambling. Like, I wonder what that score counts as.
Because is it going to be 1 point?
I'm guessing, right? Because, I mean, you wouldn't be adding 6 every time. Like, you would have a potential to pop 30 points on a
yes.
Like,
you know what? That might be great for gambling.
We got to ask Pizzola and Lee Sterling about that. But I love that. And then they'll add more rounds if each team, you know, plays to a draw after 5 rounds.
But
I think that's awesome.
After 5 rounds, it's sudden death.
Is it?
After 5 rounds, team 1 scores, team 2 has to score, and they go back and forth until somebody doesn't score. Because the whole thing is they're like, in XFL, it's no such thing as a tie.
But it's like a shootout in hockey. You still get, like, if the team goes before you,
yes,
you still get your chance.
Yeah, because each team gets 5.
Right. So it could go, like, remember that Panthers had that shootout that went to 21 rounds once?
Yeah.
It could theoretically go to 21 rounds or whatever.
I think it's genius, and I think if it works, so I believe it's going to work, other leagues will start adjusting.
I love it. I love the shootout in hockey. I love the 3-on-3 overtime. I think that's a great way. You know, it's still hockey, but it's crazy offensive.
Yeah.
And then after the 3-on-3 overtime, then you go to the shootout. I love it.
Think about these top quarterbacks with one play from the five.
Right?
Wouldn't that be excited?
I mean,
like, think about the overtime game last weekend.
Or if you've got a guy like Beast Mode or whatever, that you could just hand the ball off five times in a row and he's not gonna be stopped.
Hmm.
Like
five's a long way to go.
Five's
one
a long
play
way to go.
But that the strategy of that.
The strategy. Run. and you're in three times. You would imagine you run again, but then you throw. I don't know. It's gonna be I don't want to get excited about another league, although I always get excited about another league. But the XFL's first season begins February 8th, and there's eight teams: Dallas, DC, Houston, Los Angeles, New York, St. Louis, Seattle, and Tampa. So maybe we should adopt Tampa.
And for them to put out the overtime rules, and it was one of the first things I saw about the XFL, and it's awesome. How many games are really going to overtime?
Well, how about this? Do you know what the kickoffs are?
Are they still running at each other and busting each other in
the
face?
No, that was the old XFL.
Oh, okay.
On kickoffs, the kicking – picture this. The kicking and coverage units will line up 5 yards apart.
It's just a fight.
So at the 30 and the 35-yard line, respectively, no one except the kick returner can move until the kick returner catches the ball or until 3 seconds have elapsed after the ball hits the ground. So the goal is to encourage more kickoff returns because no one can move until the kickoff returner starts with the ball, and then they're right on top of each other 5 yards away. There's some interesting rules in here.
That could be genius.
I think so.
Because the strategy of who to, the angle blocks and cross
totally like that's more of a standard blocking.
We've all watched football our entire life, and they're putting stuff we haven't seen.
They're
going
to tweak some interesting things.
Is that what the AAF didn't do anything special? Nothing
there were a
special.
Couple things that were different, but nothing like this, where they really toyed with some of the mechanics, the basics of the game.
Because I have to watch this kickoff now.
Right.
And I didn't feel that way about AAF. I probably watched eight plays of the AAF the whole – well, I can't say whole season.
Right.
The four games, whatever they played. I watched like eight plays. I'm going to watch XFL games because of these rules.
XFL pass catchers only need to get 1 foot down in the field of play for a reception, not two, which I like. You're going to see better catches. You know what I mean? Like,
and
you're going to see crazier catches. You're going to see more offense.
Yes.
You can have a double forward pass in the XFL.
As long as the guy is not past the line of scrimmage.
Correct.
Yeah.
So now, you know how you do a lateral and they wonder, ooh, is that was that a backwards lateral or forward lateral? Well, that lateral still is taking place a few yards behind the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
So it doesn't even matter if it's a little bit forward or not. That thrower, the back or whoever would receive it can now throw it again forward with no worries about it. Whether it was a backwards lateral or
now,
not.
I believe that is going to be critical because there's no other form of football that does it that way.
Correct.
So as a defender, the ball is now thrown forward. Now you fly up to come and tackle the runner, and now the receivers are down the field. I think that's going to generate a lot of offense because it's something. Think about these guys.
It's a wrinkle that you've never had to prepare for.
These guys are grown-ups. XFL guys are NFL – I don't want to say flunkies, but they're just guys that couldn't make it.
Or guys that have played all throughout high school and college. They've played a certain way.
And they've never seen this before? I think that's going to be the most interesting rule.
A little screen pass that's behind the line of scrimmage, you now have to wonder if that receiver's going to throw the ball. That's a whole new wrinkle.
But even throwing a screen. So you throw a normal screen, just any football screen. And now that running back hides behind the line and pops up in the air and throws
right.
a Tebow jump pass.
Right.
Like when I heard that rule, my first thing popped in my mind is this is going to be hell for defenders to figure out.
Right, because they've just never done it before.
And you can't be aggressive.
You always have to kind of lay back a little bit.
Yeah, they're trying to generate offense, and it's genius because of you new age football fan. I'm talking to you, Two Hawk and Solana.
I want those rule changes.
Damn 55-50
yes.
games. Football is a 17-10 sport.
Or even a guy coming in motion, he can get a pitch from the quarterback now. And he can then pitch it back or throw Because before, if you got a pitch from the quarterback, it's a forward pass. You had to run.
Yeah.
Like, that really does open
long
up.
As long as it takes place behind the line of scrimmage, you're
right.
Good to go.
I think that's going to be the hardest thing for defenders to figure out.
We're going to give you the next code word for your chance at winning $1,000. You could take that $1,000, drive up to Epcot, and get a quesadilla. Right? If you were going to Epcot to get one quesadilla, by the time you do travel, Solana, right, and entry to the parks and gas, lodging, for that one quesadilla, you're probably $1,000 in, right, at the beginning?
You don't go to Epcot for quesadillas.
Right, but you do, though. Everyone raves, oh, look, I'm in Mexico. Here I am. I'm getting a quesadilla. Look at me. I'm getting a churro in Mexico. No, you're in Orlando, and you're at Tijuana Flats.
They put some orange and green and red.
I just don't understand it. Anyway, next code word coming up for your chance at $1,000 in just about 10 minutes or so. Doug Plagans live at the BB&T Center. Panthers play tonight. He's going to be in the 4 o'clock hour as well. And if you have not heard Alejandro Solana's montage, a little ode to Jimmy Butler after last night's Heat victory, you got to wait till you hear this at the top of the next hour, because this montage is really good up until you get to culture.
Are you good with money?
You don't have that ready to go at all times?
I'm fine. It's growing on me a little bit.
Yeah. Epcot.
It's still terrible. Are you good with money? Are you financially educated? If you can't say yes to both those questions, you have a job, you're making money, but those aren't in your repertoire? Come on now. Let Dade County Federal Credit Union, let them help you out. They have 11 branches throughout Dade County. They've been serving South Florida since 1939, and they're the preferred credit union of the Miami Dolphins. If you join the credit union today, you get free access to money management and financial education services. You work so hard, you get promotions, you keep grinding, you got those degrees in school, you got a good job. Now you're making that money. Learn what to do with that money. Learn how to manage that money, and DCFCU, they can help you out. They offer savings, checkings, car loans, personal loans, mortgages, and the Dade Auto Desk. You know the hassle of buying a car. The Dade Auto Desk is a free auto buying service that makes that experience simple and efficient. And then there's the Dade County Federal Credit Union's Perfect Checking. It's in honor of the Miami Dolphins 1972 perfect season, and the great benefits of DCFCU's Perfect Checking is automatic debit card savings, ATM reversal fees up to $10 per month, and identity theft recovery services. Applying is easy. Just go online at dcfcu.org/perfect. But we're all looking for financial freedom, and you can get that with Dade County Federal Credit Union. Money management, financial education services. Don't just put your money in a safe somewhere. It's like putting it under a mattress. Put your money with DCFCU and let them help you with it. Go to fincu.com. That's fincu.com for more details.
Somebody texts in, why is there a nerd on the radio yelling at me about Epcot? Because you need it, sir. You obviously need it. You needed my help, and you're welcome. All right, quick break. Your next code word, your chance at $1,000 coming up next on Hockman and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.